How did the Red River come by its name? Did it run red with salmon when the salmon runs came?
Josh Burnham and Martin Steffen fit many of the stereotypes of environmental activists. They play guitars and sing songs about nature, have been arrested for blocking logging vehicles, and spend most of their time as volunteers for environmental groups. But their current project is a little different. The two are currently in the middle of a 9-month tour around the country to present the Big Wild Road Show, a series of programs protesting deforestation. The roadshow is run by the Northern Rockies Preservation Project, a small anti-logging group based in Boise, Idaho. While Burnham and Steffen get some gas and food money from the project, they are volunteering their time.
And our tactic is to get people who are already ready to take some type of action to try and preserve these areas and to push them over the brink to actually doing that and to helping out with a larger campaign.
At a recent presentation in Peoria, Illinois, a slide projector accompanied by nature sounds and music shows pictures of forest areas in trouble. These slides are not of national forests, but of an 8-acre plot of land in the middle of Peoria that may be cleared to make room for a grocery store. Martin Steffen says that land may be only a fraction of what's logged every day in national forests, but means much more to this local crowd of about 25.
We talk a lot about national legislation and what's happening on national forest land. They want to know what's happening right here at home. And I might not be an expert on that, but there's going to be local organizers here who are. And they can help, you know, channel that energy into, you know, really productive activities, it's great.
The local focus is the cornerstone of Burnham and Steffen's road shows. Burnham says part of his focus is getting people to care about local land that might not have the high profile of national forests.
If you're living in a city and some place is so far off to you, why is that important to you unless you can get out there and walk it, you know, hike around in it, camp in it, see the beautiful areas. So that's what we're trying to do.
Burnham says it's much more effective in building activism to spotlight areas that people know about and can recognize. His partner Steffen says it's all about raising awareness and appealing to emotions.
And a lot of times the battles that we're engaged with, like with the Forest Service and the federal land management agencies, they use a lot of scientific data and large charts and documents that are very hard to understand. But when you bring the pictures and the emotions out to the people, people, you know, they care for the land and they do care about what's in the air and their water. And when they see the pictures, it really emotionally stirs them to ask further questions and want to get more educated on their own.
Burnham and Steffen say they are being received well on the local level. They've made stops in more than 30 cities, including Madison, Wisconsin, Cincinnati, Ohio, Minneapolis, Chicago, and Indianapolis. Marilyn Kopp attended the program in Peoria and says she's grateful that these two are sacrificing their time to help local environmental activists get organized.
It's just like a little bit of Johnny Appleseed, you know? I mean, if they can get, you know, if they can get like 5 or 10 or 15 people from a community, from any little communities where they stop, just to have a little bit of input, to write a letter, to make a phone call, to send an email, it's going to make a difference.
The Big Wild Road Show continues to move across the country before finishing up on the East Coast this summer. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Jonathan All in Peoria, Illinois.